Hi.
Hi, I'm Emery.
Steve, this is my son Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Say hi.
Hi, Jack.
Say hi. Hey.
Hey, Jack.
Being shy. Say hi.
Well, we're going through the no stages, all right?
Yeah.
We're, okay. We're at the two stage.
Do you need me to turn off the tape for some?
Oh.
Okay.
If you want a beer, Steve, you know where it's at.
Yes, sir.
The picture's right there. You want a beer?
Oh, no, thank you. I have to drive eventually, so I have to keep my wits about me.
See, the reason I offered that is that guy's there right there is a state cop. We can give you a beer. he drinks milk. See what he's getting out there.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not going there. I'm picking on you today.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking
about we have our own private police department here.
Oh, I see.
He's the sheriff.
I thought I was the marshal.
The marshal, yeah.
Today he's the marshal.
Okay, well, whatever you want to
he
be.
He always gets it.
Hey, Jack.
Say hi. Say hi. No, I'm not holding you. You're too big.
She's an English teacher from the University of Georgia.
Oh, really?
Not really. I'm not really.
And I know,
English
no,
teacher.
Wait a minute. I never even knew that Georgia. The Georgia Bulldogs don't even speak English. And I think that's why they're out here. We're going to see. I went to school at Georgia Tech.
I know that.
And they didn't much appreciate the Yellow Jackets.
And I wonder why.
I know.
It was guys
nice
like
guys.
You.
We're all nice guys. Tell them to hustle them girls. The other guys did. I never done it.
Yeah. He's on the straight now.
Yeah, the big kids don't know.
That's why I'm sitting up here with my boots off the floor, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going
to
have to
jump myself.
Pull mine up and put them on the inside.
That's another reason we do that, wear them on the inside.
Why?
It's kind of deep in here sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
This is true.
Go ahead with your questions.
Well, what would, if he, the, like a sheep rancher, would need to get the wool off the sheep, maybe, what would he use?
Shears.
Okay. If you need to pound a nail in, what do you use?
Yeah.
Okay. You might drive around town in your... Your what?
Buckboard.
You got
buckboard?
One too, so...
What's a buckboard?
That's what you pull behind your horse.
Pulled by a horse? It's a old-time pickup truck, but it's only pulled by a horse.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
We have a buckboard. Here's a truck. Oh, wait, pick up those too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what answer you're looking for.
Well, anything, yeah. Well, what kinds of guns do you have?
Oh.
Don't tell me about it.
Boy, you can see them hanging everywhere.
Yeah, I know. You got quite a case for
them. Rifles, shotguns.
Do you ever use them or just leave them there for show?
No, we carry them all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. Yeah, that's for show protection.
For varmints or?
Well, yeah, hopefully you don't shoot anybody else, but, you know, we could. We had to. We never know. When you're this far out of town, we got, see, on this ranch, we've got 88,000 acres. It's 126 sections,
mm-hmm.
or 126 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And we get off by ourselves. And we never know what to expect from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Especially here on this, on the border, we have a lot of illegal aliens and so. Normally they don't bother you. That's not a problem.
Yeah, it's the coyotes you gotta watch out for.
It's the coyotes, yeah. And they will shoot you down to harm you. But they're smuggling dope and all the other stuff with them. So if you really catch you up with yourself, you're in trouble. So this is why we carry them. And they normally just hide from us.
Mm-hmm. Although there's not much room to hide out here. It's pretty flat.
Well, that's true. They do the best they can.
What do you call the ammunition for a rifle? What do you usually call it?